Hi, this is Jeanette on a recorded line.
Hi, I got an email saying to call this number.
Okay, and am I speaking to Teresa Rico?
Yes.
Okay, and then we are speaking on a recorded line. The number I have for you is 559-400-1188. Is that correct? Hello?
Yes.
Okay. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And have you already gotten an attorney to help assist with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm that you do not have legal representation nor have signed any legal documents retaining an attorney regarding Depo Provera?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And is this claim on behalf of yourself or a loved one who is affected?
Myself.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. I'm so sorry to hear that. Was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Of the brain.
Okay. And when were you diagnosed with a meningioma?
In 2001.
Pardon? Sorry, the phone is cutting out. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, 2021.
Okay, 2021. Roughly what month were you diagnosed?
Around January.
Okay, January of 2021. And do you know anyone else who was affected by the Depo Provera shot?
No.
Okay. And did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay, and was it, did you use, which injectable did you use? Depo Provera, Depo Sub-Q Provera, or the generic?
Depo Provera.
Pardon?
Depo Provera.
Okay, thank you. Did you use Depo Provera for at least a minimum of 1 year?
Yeah.
Okay, and within 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use Depo Provera between the years of 1992 through the present year of 2024?
Yes.
Okay. And when would you say you first started taking Depo Provera?
In November of 1998.
Okay. And when did you stop using Depo Provera?
January of 2001.
2001. Okay. Thank you. And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. And then I have your first name spelled T-E-R-E-S-A. Is that correct? Pardon?
Yes.
Okay. And then I have your last name spelled R-I-C-O. Is that correct? Pardon?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you have a suffix to your name or no?
No.
Okay, and then for the purpose of requesting medical records, what is your social?
550-559856.
Okay, I have 550-559856.
Yes.
Okay, and then there's an email address here. Is it trico703@gmail.com?
Yes.
And then the phone we're speaking on that ends in 1188, is this a cell phone or a landline?
That's my cell phone.
Thank you. What is a good mailing address for you?
9833 West Barstow Avenue.
Uh-huh.
Fresno, California.
Okay.
93723.
Okay, and then is there an apartment number or a building number or no? Pardon?
No.
Okay. And then what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with a meningioma?
Dr. Edwin Cruz.
Dr. Edwin what?
Cruz.
Cruz. And where did Dr. Edwin Cruz practice out of?
Methodist.
Hello?
Methodist.
Methodist in what city?
Sacramento.
Sacramento. Okay. And how did you, do you recall how he spelt his last name?
C-R-U-Z.
Okay. C-R-U-Z. Thank you. Okay. And, let's see. And you saw him at the Methodist Hospital of Sacramento?
Yes.
Okay. And was that on Hospital Drive? Ma'am?
Yes, yes.
Oh, thank you. Okay. And were you diagnosed with cancer before? Did you have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And was Dr. Edwin Cruz the doctor that treated you for the meningioma, or did you see another doctor?
I seen another doctor, but I don't recall his name.
Okay. Where did you see that doctor? Was it at Methodist Hospital? Hello?
Yes, also at Methodist.
Okay, so everything was, so you were diagnosed and treated at Methodist Hospital?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, and then I'm just going to put Dr. Cruz's name there as a placeholder because he was the diagnosing doctor. Your medical records will show the treating doctor, so it's okay for now.
Okay.
And then what was the name of the doctor that prescribed the Depo-Provera?
Joe Taylor.
Joe Taylor?
Yeah.
Dr. Joe Taylor. And where did Dr. Joe Taylor practice out of?
Also.
Methodist also?
Yeah.
Methodist Hospital. Okay.
Her office is right across the street from there.
Okay. Okay. Hospital Drive. Okay. Hospital Drive. Okay. And was it Dr. Joe, like J-O?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Dr. J-O Taylor. Okay, and did she practice out of Methodist Hospital, or she was in a different?
She was in a different office, but it's right across the street from Methodist.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. Yeah, I see Hospital Drive also for her. And what was the pharmacy that the that you were prescribed Depo-Provera?
They gave me the shot in the office.
Okay, so they use their own pharmacy?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, let's see. Was Dr. Joe Taylor with Sutter Medical Center?
Or? Yes.
Okay.
At the time, she was practicing out of both Sutter and Methodist.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Okay. And do you have any copies of medical records, or would you be able to provide them if requested?
Yes, I think I could.
Okay, thank you. And the law firm requests an emergency contact in case they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
Yeah.
Okay. What is their name?
Tomas Franco.
Pardon?
Tomas Franco, T-O-M-A-S.
Franco? Okay. And what is a good contact number?
779-873-8559. 5 months.
Okay. So, wait, so 779-873-85.
Huh? Area code 559.
Okay, hold on. So 559 is the area code. And then, 8738. Thank you. Okay. And then I'm going to go over the information I have. I want to make sure I have everything down correctly before I send over some documents. So, Teresa, I have your first name spelled T-E-R-E-S-A. Is that correct?
Yes.
I have your last name spelled R-I-C-O. Is that correct?
Yes.
And I have your social down as 550-558956.
Yes.
I have your email here as trico703@gmail.com.
Yes.
And I have your phone number down as 559-400-1188.
Yes.
Okay. I have your date of birth. So you were first diagnosed with ovarian cancer January of 2021?
Yes.
Okay, what is your date of birth?
1-11-78.
Okay, January 11th, 1978?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it CT scan, MRI, or both?
Both.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay. And then just to confirm one more time, I have your date of birth as January 11th, 1978.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay, great. I'm going to send over these documents through DocuSign. You'll see a HIPAA-compliant medical record release form. That form will allow the attorneys to request medical records. You'll get a text as well as an email. It'll say, Jeanette Butler at MassTort Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign. I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any questions or if anything is spelled wrong. The address I have down on the documents for you is 9833 West Barstow Ave, Fresno, California, 93723.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Let me know when you get that text.
Hold on. Okay, I got it.
Okay, go ahead and press that link. You might have to press yes or allow to receive SMS messages. And then do you see a little box to check that says I agree to use electronic records and signatures?
Yeah.
Go ahead and check that box.
Yeah.
Pardon?
And then press start, right?
Yep, go ahead and press start. And then it'll take you to your first signature field.
Yeah.
Yep, and then does everything look right?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you see a finish button? Oh, perfect. I just got those back. Okay. Let me Open it. Yep, perfect. Your name is there. So that's all for today. You'll receive a call within the next 2 weeks from the law firm Pulaski Legal. They'll be calling to do your case verification. They're just going to want to re-verify the information and make sure it's okay for them to start the process of pulling medical records. If you miss their call, that's okay. They'll leave a callback with they'll leave a voicemail with a callback number. But they typically, I believe, they call pretty fast, and it'll be from a 909 number, I believe. It was a pleasure speaking to you, Teresa, and I'm so sorry that you were diagnosed with a meningioma after using Depo-Provera. I hope you have a great rest of your day and a happy holidays, okay?
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.